So I have a few questions on the parsha. The first thing is, we start off, Vayetzi Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Haran. Yaakov leaves Be'er Sheva and he comes to Haran. So the first question is, why does he have to leave? We know where he left from. If you're leaving someplace, you're coming to someplace. Right. So just start off, Vayelech Yaakov Harana. Vayevka B'makom. And just continue the parsha. Well, what's the Vayetzi? Okay. Number two is, last week's parsha, Yaakov's got to run away to away from Eretz Yisrael, away from Haran. I'm sorry, away to Haran. Two purposes. Number one is run away from Esav, because Esav is going to kill him. Number two, he's got to get married, so let's find a wife. But what's interesting is, Esav says, Yikruvu yimei avil evil avi. My father's getting old. When he dies, I'm going to kill Yaakov. So, what's he afraid of? I guess if he sees his father getting sick, that's a good time to run away. Why not? Why does he have to run away now? Okay, I understand getting married, but what's the urgency to get married? He wasn't urgently running away to get married until now. Why all of a sudden now does he have to run away when Esav says he's not going to kill him until he's actually, his father dies? Right. He doesn't want to, and it's interesting because Esav didn't want to even, he didn't want to bother his father. His father is very close with his father. He didn't want him to feel bad, so he wanted to wait till his father dies. So that's the questions I have here. So it's very interesting that I was learning yesterday in Shmir Saloshin, Chavetz Chaim, and he says how sometimes you have to not just remove yourself from, Shmir Saloshin is be careful what you say, but the key is to go one step back. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to have that nisayon. So if you see a chavur, people talking, people ask you things, just go away from that situation. Avoid the situation, avoid the problem to begin with. That's the best level that's the best preventative medicine, is avoid the situation to begin with. Don't join a chaburah of people just schmoozing around, because if they schmooze, things are going to come up. Just avoid that situation. And you see that many times. It's a very good advice in general, right? If you're in a place, there's people talking during davening, just avoid that area. You won't end up joining them. You can always try to step one. Okay, sometimes it's unavoidable, but the idea is he's giving advice to always go one step back. And that's really what's going on here. Again, I wanted to give a pshat, and there's a lot of pshat. Rashi says, the Vietze, he leaves the Roshim. This is an additional to that. Right. Meaning, and the idea is that not just to Vayelech Harana, but Vietze, he had to leave that matzav of where he was to avoid an issue. What was the issue? Esav saying, Yikri may have loved him. My father's going to die. But Esav, it's bothering him. It's burning. He's so upset at Yaakov. He hates Yaakov's guts. Right? It drives him crazy. Yaakov needs to get out of that situation. Yaakov can't be in front of him right now because he's going to just get agitated and it's not going to be good. Get out of that situation. And that's how the parsha starts. Yaakov left an explosive situation.
He was doing a positive thing for Esav too.
Yeah, it was for everything.
Made my brother calm down.
Yeah, it was. And I think that lesson is so strong. To be vayetze from the bad situation, and you don't have to worry about it. That's how you get it. That's how you get out of it. I once was somebody reached out to me to design a website for them, and it was a type of business that was a compromising business. Mm-hmm. I asked the shayla, halachic shayla, if I can do the job, right. And the answer was yes. I was like, malachtai, it's not. Whatever the case was. Anyways, I still didn't feel comfortable. It didn't feel comfortable for me hashkafically to do it. Mm-hmm. So I discussed it some more, and I could have had somebody in the office work on it. Right. I decided I don't need this. I don't need this headache. I don't need to deal with it. Right. And just get out of that situation to begin with. Even halachically, again, not everything's always. You can't always define everything by the absolute halakha parameters. We were discussing yesterday, we were in we're talking about preachers, right? Separating yourself, doing several of preachers. You think about it, I've seen people on Shabbos, they drink by the Kiddush, and they're just, every Shabbos, they come home, they're drunk, their wife and kids, drives them crazy. What Isser are they doing? Zero Isserim, right? There's no Isser to drink, there's no Isser to, they make Kiddush. Right, they have all the mitzvahs, if I think Shabbos, right? There's no Isser, but it's a terrible thing. Sure. It's a terrible matzav.
Definitely.
The idea is always, I say also with Alcoholics Anonymous, don't put yourself in the matzav where you're going to be having a sign. So you can, it's not always about the strict halacha.
Right.
It's hashkafa. What's the result going to be? So here, yeah, Yaakov can stay, but just get out of the vayetze. Ve'yitzi Yaakov v'Esav. Leave, get away from Esav. Stay away from him. Don't get involved. And then that will help diffuse the problem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Yes, come on. Beautiful.